Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
It is Heart Awareness Health Month, and we are trying to at least be a little bit responsible so early in the morning. Dr. Riaz Motara is a healthcare practitioner specializing as a physician and a cardiologist. National Heart Awareness Month, a very good morning. How are you doing this morning?
Good morning. Thank you very much for having me today.
So it's obviously it's very important. How significant are heart deaths in South Africa?
So heart disease still remains one of the commonest reasons why people die in South Africa.
Mm-hmm.
And it's exceptionally common. And I think the important thing for the listeners to know is that it's not just men, but women suffer with heart disease too. And in fact, more women die of heart attacks than men do.
That's an interesting one, because we don't seem to associate heart attacks and women deaths. Why is that?
So, you know, many doctors don't believe that it's common in women, so it gets picked up later. Women themselves don't believe that, you know, heart disease is common. So 1 in 40 women will die from breast cancer, but 1 in 4 women will have a heart attack
Wow.
at some point in their life.
Wow. So does that awareness not need to start as well with our medical practitioners?
Yes. So with medical practitioners and with the general public out there, to know that it's a common problem and quite easily preventable. You know, if you get assessed early enough and you get followed up, and if you manage your lifestyle, all of it is preventable.
Right. There's been a lot of changes over the years. I remember when I was young, eggs were this horror because it caused cholesterol. Now there's good cholesterol, there's bad cholesterol. I'm not even sure where we are with it. Can you give us the latest information and the latest thinking around eggs, around cholesterol, and the result thereof?
So that's an excellent question, right? So despite the fact that we've been following a very low-fat diet, you know, for the past 30 to 40 years, the problem has actually increased. You know, so the problem is not necessarily fat, but the type of fat that we are consuming. And it goes down to looking at whether you are consuming omega-3 rich fat versus omega-6 rich fat. So omega-3 rich fat typically comes from things like fish and certain types of nuts. And omega-6, it comes from all the grain-fed animal protein that we are consuming. So, you know, the commercial seed oils, grain-fed animal, chicken and beef, these are the harmful fats that push up our cholesterol, cause inflammation in our body, and then lead to things like heart attacks and strokes. So it's important that you know the source of the animal protein that you're consuming.
Right. And so what does that mean now in terms of things like eggs?
So you can consume eggs, but again, as I said, you need to look at the source of those eggs. You know, it's difficult to find farm eggs. You know, a chicken's not designed to eat grain in 31 days and produce eggs.
Right.
A chicken supposed to peck here and there, consume grain as well as insects and so on, to have a varied diet. So you can find it in some of your local stores where you try and find more organic eggs and natural eggs versus the, you know, the commercially produced eggs that's just pure grain. And that omega-6 rich fat is the one that's pro-inflammatory that causes the problem.
Okay. So that is the question. And in terms of cholesterol itself, do we still measure it? I remember Harry Seftel years and years ago saying, strive for 5. Do we still strive for 5?
Yes. So, look, I think when it comes to cholesterol, over the years, you know, the levels have been pushed lower and lower and lower. Yet the problem still hasn't been cured. You know, we still have very high rates of heart attacks and strokes and blood pressure globally. So the thing with cholesterol, again, it's the type of cholesterol that we get exposed to. So it's the omega-6 fats that will push up our cholesterol. Many people go on a high-protein diet and a low-fat diet and so on. So there's two things to remember. Avoid a lot of refined sugar and starch in your diet because that will also push up your cholesterol.
Mm-hmm.
And secondly, try to avoid as many of the omega-6 rich fats generally found in our protein and then in some of the oils that we would use.
Right. And in terms of exercise, the latest thinking there?
Yeah, so exercise, again, very, very important. But, you know, many people think that they need to go out there and do very high intensity exercises. And that can also cause wear and tear on the body and damage the body. So generally, we are designed to move and not sit all day. So if you can walk, if you can jog, if you can cycle at a pace that is more constant, so lower intensity but mm-hmm. high frequency exercises, and then some form of strength training, you know, in the form of light weights or Pilates or yoga, designed to protect and look after our muscle bulk, is probably more important than trying to do the very high intensity exercises all the time.
Right. How often should a person seek medical help or have a checkup? Obviously, age dependent, but take us through a couple of decades from 30 onwards, let's say.
Right. So, you know, from the age of 30, if you had an annual screen, you know, just check your blood pressure, check your cholesterol, monitor your weight, look at your mental well-being, that's good enough. After the age of 40, you want to see your doctor, perhaps have a stress ECG done every 2 years if you are unfit. If you have a chronic condition or have been diagnosed with a chronic condition, you may need to be followed up annually just to make sure everything is controlled. And then, you know, after the age of 50, it's not just looking at your heart. You may want, or after the age of 45, you know, you're a woman, you're going to have a pap smear, you're going to have a mammogram. You know, you're going to have a colon screen. So there's various things that you can do in different decades of your life to be screened and make mm-hmm. sure that everything is okay.
But from what age should you have a full annual checkup, do you think?
I think these days, probably from the age of 35.
Wow.
You know, it's going younger and younger each almost every few years, because we're seeing younger and younger patients presenting with these chronic conditions. So if you look at something like obesity or weight management, 70% of women in South Africa are now classified as being obese, okay? And a third of men in South Africa are classified as obese. And that significant weight gain also leads to all the other metabolic complications, such as high blood pressure and diabetes, high cholesterol, and then down the line, the heart attack, the stroke, the cancer, and so on. So weight management, absolutely crucial, and we're seeing younger and younger people these days with weight-related issues.
That's fascinating. This is an interesting one, and I'm assuming it's a serious one. Mark says, good morning. I did a Hatsola first aid course 2 weeks ago. The lecturer also made the comment that more women than men die from heart attacks. And he said one of the reasons is that it takes longer to get women's bras and clothing off in order to give CPR and use the defibrillator.
It's so fascinating. I think, you know, the thing is that, you know, typically for women, when they go and see their doctor, they, you know, doctors and patients themselves normally assume, well, it's the gynecological issues that are important in women's life,
right,
which they are.
Right,
you know?
Of course. It's not minimizing it.
It's, you know, you'll go and see your gynecologist every year. You'll have your pap smear done. You'll have your breast examination done. Women know they need to check their bones and have a mammogram done, you know, but very few women actually would then have a heart assessment done. Also, women present very atypically with a heart attack. It's not the typical chest pain that you get in the center of your chest like most men do. You know, when women are having a heart attack, it may be in the shoulder, the pain, maybe in the upper part of the abdomen. They may feel nauseous, they may feel anxious. So the presentation of a heart attack or heart disease is also atypical.
That is very, very interesting. And before I let you go, Marco is saying, what's the best eggs to eat? So what you're saying is organic, is if you can eat.
Yeah, as natural as, possible. You know, I mean, as I said, all the question to ask is always just ask, what is the source of animal protein on my plate? You know, is this mass-produced and grain-fed and filled with hormones, or is this as natural as I can get? And the second major thing that you want to consider is to go green as much as possible, limit the amount of animal protein, but eat a better quality of animal protein.
Very, very interesting. Dr. Riaz Mottara, who's a healthcare practitioner specializing as a physician and a cardiologist, talking to us about heart health. Thank you for doing that. A fascinating conversation indeed.